seats are.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh!
End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. Look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
This is Ethan with the Gamer's Haven podcast with a new snippet review. This past week at CanCon, I had the opportunity to play a cheap-ass game. Well, in actuality, it was a real cheap-ass game. It was from the company of the same name. The game is the acclaimed zombie board game that was called The Great Brain Robbery. Now, released originally in 2000 by Cheap-Ass Games and designed by James Ernest, The Great Brain Robbery, you play a zombie and you need a brain. However, supply is low and demand is high, so you and your zombie compatriots decide to rob the local commuter train for a fresh supply of brains. Oh, and the train is also carrying government cheese, which can also function as a brain in some capacity. The mechanics of the game are quite simple. You're a zombie, you have a movement rating, a hit rating, and an IQ rating. You grab the morning commuters from their seat, tear out their brain, and have the option of either dropping it into your empty skull, or you can use it to another benefit, like increase your hit rating or increase your movement rating by discarding it. Some brains cost some experience points to slip into your noggin, while others are cheap, such as government cheese, in fact, to give you a very low IQ, but there are certain benefits to having a zombie with a brain in it or some sort of capacity, whether it be a brain or a squirrel or a cat or an actual, like an astronaut or something like that. Now, you gain experience points in the game by losing fights. That's right, losing fights with other zombies who get on your square. And if the zombie beats you, they get to, they have the option of tearing out your brain and doing something else with it. And either way, you're going to receive an experience point for that. You also get an experience point for each passenger that you take a brain from. So, and you spend experience points to put in higher level brains that you might find. There are some limitations, however. Without a brain in your skull, you're pretty dumb, and you can only carry two brains around, one in each hand if you don't have a brain in your head. When you've got a brain in there, you generally can move farther, hit harder, or do some nifty ability that helps you in the game. The point of the game is to make it to the engine car before any of the other zombies and press both of the brake levers to stop the train. When the train stops, the zombie with the smartest, i.e. the highest IQ, brain in its head wins the game. Now, every time you pass from one car another, you randomly draw a new car to see what you're jumping into. You also make a roll to see if any of the back cars fall off as you stop to instinctively bash on the coupling mechanism between the cars. Now, if any zombies are in a car that gets unhinged or uncoupled from the rest of the train, they immediately drop any brains they're carrying and run after the train, jumping into the new final train spot, into the new final train car on the last space. This usually results, like, if you have multiple zombies left behind, they all end up popping in on the same space and they have big fights with one another. It's a fun and entertaining game that is sadly out of print. As I said, it was put out by Cheap Ass Games and was for a time distributed out by most recently by Paizo Publishing on their website. However, I did check and it is no longer available. You can usually find a copy out there for about $5-$10. I think it retailed for about $5 normally. I highly recommend you try to find a copy, as it's certainly an entertaining beer and pretzels brain munching good time. One recommendation I would have, other than, you know, looking on eBay and places like that, is if you do find someone who has a copy of it, see if they would make a copy of it for you. Take it to a Xerox or a Kinko's and have them run some copies. The other option that I would love to see is this stuff to become available as PDF, because really it's a cheap ass game, so you can put them out yourself even cheaper. So good fun game, very entertaining. I highly enjoyed it.
Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
Been listening to the Gamers Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.